Clement Magnotella back at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. And, yeah, surprise, surprise, that man who still insists that he is a saint and his ESCOM uniform is not spotted with any dirt at all, Marcello Cocco, fingered as a man who favored the Guptas by saying, you know what, it doesn't matter that their coal wouldn't even light a braai fire. Let's put it into an ESCOM generator.
Yes, and that's, of course, the testimony that came from Gerrit Opperman, who is still under the employ of ESCOM. And he was telling the Deputy Chief Justice today that it was Marcello Cocco, who was his boss at the time, who gave him a call and instructed him to accept coal from the Gupta-owned Brakfontein mine, even though it failed the quality test. And it wasn't just one quality test. There were several tests that were done. And Marcello Cocco didn't care that the coal didn't meet the specifications as per the contract that ESCOM signed with Brakfontein Coal Mine. And he just instructed Gerrit Opperman to go ahead and make sure that the power utilities power station Majuba was going to be receiving that coal. But he's also spoken about the sort of the culture of fear that was ruling ESCOM during the time of Marcello Cocco and even during the time of then CEO Brian Molefe. And this came out because the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo was consistently asking, and not just Gerrit Opperman, even the other officials that were coming from ESCOM, that were they not concerned that they were being party to something that was irregular? Because most of them are admitting that in hindsight they realized, and even then they knew that what they were doing was wrong, like signing on the prepayment from ESCOM to Tegeta. It was irregular. No normal processes were followed. This issue around the substandard coal, Gerrit Opperman says he knew that this coal was substandard, but when he got the instruction, he continued to deliver and approved it. So the question was, why did you do it then? And he described that there was a culture of fear. He says they were so scared of Marcello Cocco. You know, in the corridor talks, people knew that you dare question that man, you're either going to face a disciplinary hearing, there are going to be some trumped up charges against you, or you're simply going to be dismissed.
Okay, and yeah, I mean, Mr. Cocco's name does come up again and again and again and again. He does seem to have been a very active intervener on behalf of the Guptas and their interests at ESCOM.
Yes, and even right now, John, we've been hearing evidence from Johan Besta, who is a former employee at ESCOM, and he also is sort of, you know, confirming and corroborating the evidence by Gerrit Opperman and other ESCOM officials that they were given about 48 hours to essentially sign and pressure to sign prepayment deal between ESCOM and the Gupta-owned company Tegeta. So he's here to also confirm that Marcello Cocco played a critical role in favoring not only that Gupta-owned Brakfontein in mine, but also just Tegeta is a company which eventually bought Optimum Coal Mine, and they allowed that mine to continue providing that substandard coal to ESCOM, even because there was simply an instruction coming from above. And the Deputy Chief Justice has actually, over the last couple of minutes, also come out to say there needs to be an environment created at ESCOM that will allow people under the employ of this power utility to stand their ground and say no when they're instructed to do something that is illegal, unethical, or even irregular, and not just do as the authorities say, even if they're asked to do, even when they're asked to do something that is wrong.
Marcello Cocco is very active on Twitter. Has he responded on Twitter to the latest accusations against him?
I haven't checked, but I suspect he has. But I mean, what the Deputy Chief Justice has been saying is that people need to start coming to the commission to respond while they're under oath and while they're taking their stand at the commission, and not only to respond outside of the commission and responding to things that are happening at this inquiry. So again, the question is he going to you know, apply to cross-examine anyone? Is he going to offer to come and state his side of the story? I think the commission will be waiting to see if he'll be making that application.
Clement Magnotella of Eyewitness News, thank you.